I did want to ask about one thing in particular. You criticized Governor Kay Ivey for grant money that went to a group that supports LGBT youth, provides counseling, referral services.
They say they do.
You also say that it would be a betrayal of Alabama values. Now, Ivey has responded saying this is federal money. It's required to go to underserved groups, including ones like this one. And she doesn't agree with the agenda, but she's following federal law. By bringing this up, is the suggestion that a governor cannot follow federal rules if he or she disagrees with that?
No. Again, it didn't have to go to this organization. And that's what, I mean, when I'm learning this, and I'm learning policy, I'm learning how government operates, and we started going through the ADECA grants.
And ADECA is the state agency that this federal money flowed through.
Right. Okay. But it is not required to go to this particular organization. There's other organizations that could have gone through. I asked to challenge and to look at this organization because it seems like it started being given grant money in 2015. And then as we started studying, the budget was $300,000, but they got a grant of $800,000. And they abruptly closed their doors on Friday when we're calling a press conference on that Tuesday. I'm calling on the Attorney General to do a full investigation in this thing. We need to know where the money went and what they're doing, what they did with it.
So for you, the issue is that this particular nonprofit had suspicious money issues.
To me, I started looking at the organization, and this was not about a community or even a person. It's tragically has been hijacked on other peripheral issues. But for me, I was going, this is a 501c3. I led in 501c3. You get tax deductible contributions. There's not really a need for the governmental assistance in these type of programs, but they got it. And so I started looking at it going, wow, they're getting not only that, they're getting a huge chunk. And then I started investigating the organizational founder. And when I looked at his videos on the on YouTube, I realized this guy, if I were a member of the LGBTQ community, I would be up in arms about this group getting money because he's driving a wedge between the community. Let's face it, this is a controversial issue in the state of Alabama, okay? But in my background, I've spent my entire life preaching the gospel to everyone, okay? I minister to everyone because to me, I look at eternity down the road. I did not want this to become a wedge into the community, but he had already done this. What he was saying on the videos had already driven a wedge. And to me, I go, it just had no place in state government.
So what was it he was saying in this video that you found to be a wedge?
Yeah, you can Google James Robinson. If it's still up, it's on YouTube. And basically he said that if you're a pastor, if you're a faith leader, Sunday school teacher, and if you said homosexuality is a sin, that's equated to committing murder. Now, that's tough. I mean, that's one of those where I think everyone say that's a stretch, okay? So it would be like if the shoe was on the other foot, if the state was giving grants to, someone like Westboro, a fringe group on this side, there would be an uproar in everyone. And I guess because we are in election and this is my first campaign, I tell everyone, if I was running in 2015 and I discovered it, I would have brought it out then, okay? But when I'm against an opponent that will not show up to debates, will not answer the tough questions, and quite frankly, does a photo op every time she hands out an ADECA grant and takes them as her own, and she will not do a press release, a photo op, and just kind of does this under the table, I think that also is a reason it needed to be brought out.
So just to clarify, this is an issue about the leader of this particular organization, about possible misuse of money. It doesn't have to do with what the group was doing. So in other words, if this grant money were going to another LGBTQ group with a different leader, you wouldn't have issue with it.
Well, to me, I go, is it a 501c3? Is it already receiving tax deductible contributions? I think you have to also look at this of going, it really, maybe that's one of those overstretches where government maybe should not be involved in that type of thing. Now, don't get me wrong, though. I was bullied in school because of a weight issue. I know words hurt, okay? And I don't want anyone to ever think that I condone bullying in any form, okay? But because of that, I don't think we should put one worldview over another. I believe in equal rights, but not selective rights. And to me, this was more about selective rights instead of an equal playing field.
So help me understand, what is the betrayal of Alabama values that you're suggesting here?
Yeah, well, ultimately, it's transparency of government. Let's just kind of get it, put it right there on the table of going, this was something done outside of the view of Alabama. And when I'm told that it's not taxpayer money and it's not any big deal.
It's not state taxpayer money.
Well, but here's...
It's not state money.
Here's what I know. Any dime coming from the government, federal or state, comes out of our pockets. Eventually, it's woven throughout the system. So it is taxpayer money coming into an organization. So I refute that wholeheartedly. Second of all, when they say it's not a big deal, when $800,000 doesn't become a big deal, we've got a major problem we need to deal with.
Well, let me step back from this a moment, because you do have individuals who are gay, lesbian, transgender, who are here in Alabama, Alabama citizens and voters. When they hear this criticism over this group, I suppose on one level it could feel like they're sidelined. On others, it might feel like a candidate for office is attacking them.
Again, I don't know what else to say, but this was not directed towards a community. On that issue, I think we have to agree to disagree. I mean, but we can still get along. I mean, we can still treat each other with respect. And that's what I've tried for the last 30 years. So, but I can't be muted from speaking out on a subject that I think if they knew the facts that I was able to discover as a layperson, there comes a point where common sense has to come in play and go, whoa, we don't even want them speaking for our community. You know, I mean, right now in Birmingham, we have a major division going on in church life, where a church is trying to plant in an African American community, and now we have a pastor saying that's wrong, and so I can't be muted from speaking out on that, so I shouldn't be able to be muted of just coming in and going, let me share with you the facts. Here it is. If it's not a big deal, maybe I just misunderstood that $800,000 is a lot of money. And when we're always hearing that we're broke, we need to be a little bit more effective in where we spend our money.